The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana. Our main hub is our crossroadsofhealthradio.com website. That is where you can read information about Rick and I, or you can look at the archives, or if you just want to listen to some of the good information that we've given in previous shows. They're all pretty topical, and it's pretty easy to navigate through the archives to sort of pick a topic of interest to you. As a listener to the show, there's sort of an added bonus here, because we have a web affiliate called ShopNaturalProducts.com. It's ShopNaturalProducts.com, and they carry everything we make. We're in several wonderful partners nationwide, but ShopNaturalProducts.com is an online hub for all of the over 100 products that we make here at Ultra Laboratories, all of our additive free formulas that Dr. Mark Stengler formulates for us. So they carry everything that we make, but they sell it at 10% off every day. So there's an everyday discount if you ever want to buy anything there. And I think their shipping's pretty low. It's like $5.99. That being said, if you listen to the show, we feature different things every week. And as a listener of our show, we're going to give you a code at the end. And when you put that code into your shopping cart at shopnaturalproducts.com, you're going to save every week at least 25%.
And in addition, sometimes more. You have to listen every week to decide, because yeah. I sometimes said right on the fly, I could go like 40% instead of 25%.
Yep. And it just may depends. Be featured products. Yes. So every once in a while, Rick gets crazy and says everything. So, and the point here is that this show is designed to arm you, the consumer, with the knowledge that you need to make the best decisions you can for your overall health. We certainly can't make every product under the sun, but we do want to educate you about the science behind our products, because we can tell you that at least everything we make, if we make something that's going to be helpful to you, it's additive free. It's been doctor formulated. We're using pristine ingredient choices. So you're going, and we're also using ingredients in the amounts that were used in studies, which is really important. But beyond that, we're going to give you as much information as possible to also help you make other decisions about, I mean, we talk about everything from, you know, sugar consumption to additives to earaches to teeth problems, things that aren't necessarily directly connected with our products, but we want to make these accessible to you. And so shopnaturalproducts.com is a great outlet for that. You can also get info on us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ultralabs. You can email us at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. We have lots of connecting points, lots of ways for you to get a hold of us, and we really just want to be of help to you.
Absolutely. And so please check us out. And we've been doing a little bit more on the social media side of things. Admittedly, I'm 51, but I'm not as progressive as maybe I should be on social media. So I've enlisted a few new people that are going to be helping us expand on this. But I'm looking at like our Facebook page and how many likes. And so we always appreciate those of you that are liking us and viewing us. And so thank you for that. And we're trying to build our likes out there. So as you're willing, we always appreciate that.
But you can also go to ultralaboratories.com through that crossroadsofhealthradio.com website. And that is our company website. It is purely informational. We don't sell anything directly on there, but there is a where to buy section on the ultralaboratories.com website. And, you know, as I've mentioned in the past, we are in mom and pop health food stores nationwide, but we're also in some really big chain stores that you might all be familiar with. We're in Whole Foods, we're in Sprouts, we're in Earth Fare, we're in Mother's. And most recently, we are now in Vitamin Shoppe, which is phenomenal because they have over 700 stores nationwide, which just makes our products that much more available to you if you want to walk into a health food store.
With that, I do want to get into my talking point. This is heart health. health month. And so we're addressing things like blood pressure, cholesterol, cardiovascular disease. And my talking point, I wanted to talk on something that had, it's a little, got a little personal connection to me. It's something you hear more on TV, is a DVT, deep vein thrombosis, or, you know, blood clots that are unhealthy. So I'm going to read something from Mark Stenger's book that talks about blood clots and just some things you can do that might help. Let me read that. Blood clots are one of the biggest health risks for people over age 50. It is among the most common causes of heart attacks and is the leading cause of stroke. In addition, blood clots are a common cause of death in people with cancer, since the disease creates conditions in the blood vessels more favorable to clotting. Here are some sobering statistics. It has been estimated that 900,000 people in the United States are afflicted with deep vein thrombosis, or DVT, a condition of blood clots in the deep veins of the body. Blood clots account for approximately 300,000 deaths per year. About 33% of those with DVT, or pulmonary embolism, will suffer a recurrence within 10 years, and up to 33% die within 1 month of diagnosis. Among those who have had a DVT, 50% will have long-term complications such as swelling, pain, and discoloration in the affected limb. Finally, up to 8% of the U.S. population has one of several genetic risk factors that increase their risk for blood clots. There's more, but that's some of the main stuff. And the reason that I bring this up is because a few years back, I was flying to China quite a bit, because actually the Chinese people, they loved our products and they wanted to carry our products. I didn't go there to buy, I went there to sell, which is really cool. But when I was going, I was taking these long plane flights, 13 hours. And at one point, Julie and the kids went with me, my wife and daughters. And she came home and she said, oh, I got some pain in my calf and I don't know what the deal is. And I said, oh, okay, it'll probably go away, whatever. And so the next morning, at some point, I think she had maybe emailed Dr. Singer that night. I said, oh, we'll email Mark. So then the next morning, at like 7 o'clock, he calls and we're like, hello, hello. You know, we're so tired. And he's like, oh, hey, it's Mark. And he said, so what's going on? He asked Julie about the symptoms. And he goes, you need to go to the hospital. She's like, well, okay, I'll go like later in the afternoon. He goes, no, you need to go now. And we're like, oh, really? Okay. He's like, yeah, that is the signs of deep vein thrombosis. And he goes, if that blood clot breaks free, you can be dead. I mean, that blood clot goes, gets to your heart, and boom, you're dead. So it's like, oh, well, I guess we need to go. So she went to the hospital and they did an ultrasound. They didn't actually find anything. So it just, whatever the issue was, sort of resolved itself. But I remember I asked him, I said, well, what can we do when we're flying to help deal with these issues? Because, you know, even being young, I never really had considered DVT as an issue. So he said, well, you know, first of all, drinking water and walking every hour or two in the plane, just walk around the plane a couple times and, you know, get enough fluid. But then he did say natokinase can be very helpful. Natokinase has been shown in the research to be potentially very helpful with helping with not have DVT. And then pycnaginol also can be very helpful. And then, of course, fish oil, which I take every day. And Melody and I, we both take Nordic Naturals fish oil. It's a great company. We really like their fish oil. And we don't get paid to say that. They're not a sponsor. We just do it because they're a good company. So those are three things you can do: natokinase, fish oil, and pycnaginol. And then there's some other things, but those are the primary three. So DVT, big issue, something sort of the silent killer, things people don't really think about that much, but it can be very deadly. And so I'm much more aware of that when I travel. With that, we are out of time. So when we come back, Melody will do her talking point, and then we'll get right into our cholesterol health product and our
heart health
product. Yes. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Do you suffer from the I used to's, like I used to be able to read without my glasses, or remember why I walked into a room, or even when you didn't used to worry about cholesterol levels or the health of the prostate? As we age, the needs of our body can change, and with certain demands on the body increasing, supplementation is key. Ultra Laboratories is focused on helping people better manage the daily effects of aging by crafting high-quality additive-free formulas that will fill the void we no longer are getting from our daily diet. A few of the standout formulas are Vision Health, Memory Health, Cholesterol Health, Prostate Health, and the multis that range from one a day to more gender and age-specific formulas. Each of these additive-free formulas was clinically formulated by Dr. Mark Stengler, NMD, author of the best-selling book Prescription for Natural Cures, and host of the PBS show Natural Healing with Dr. Stengler. For more information on these formulas, please visit the Ultra Laboratories website at www.ultralaboratories.com.
Thyroid issues are becoming very common for people these days, and the prevalence may increase with age. When the thyroid isn't working properly, it can cause some real problems in our day-to-day life. The thyroid gland is responsible for energy production in the body and regulating metabolism. It maintains body temperature, influences immune health, hormone balance, and affects your mood and emotions. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories is a superior thyroid gland support formula with therapeutic dosages of synergistic nutrients such as New Zealand bovine glandular powder, ashwagandha, selenium, and rosemary extract. Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories naturally supports the body's thyroid activity and helps maintain healthy levels of T3, the body's most active thyroid hormone. To learn more about Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. That's shopnaturalproducts.com. You can also find Thyroid Health by Emerald Laboratories at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. Do you have a health question you need answered? Send Rick and Melody an email at questions@crossroadsofhealth.net. That's questions@crossroadsofhealth.net.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And if you are just tuning in with us, you can always check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com, crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and there you can connect to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate website that carries all our products. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com, where you can get a lot of information about our products, and there's all the archive radio shows there, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you do go to Shop Natural and you want to get these products, they have our products at every day 10% below the suggested retail price, and then the products we're highlighting during the week, they always have an additional discount of at least 25% off. So you can get those if you type in the code that we'll give you at the end of the show. But before the break, I was going through my talking points on deep vein thrombosis. And now Melody's got a really cool talking point for this week.
We are talking about heart health. That is our focus. But this talking point isn't really about heart health. This is a talking point that I just wanted
to... Please don't tune us out. You know, it's okay. We have really good talking points anyway.
Right? Yeah. This talking point, the reason why I chose this one is because this was probably one of the worst cold and flu seasons. I mean, everybody was just getting sick, passing things around. I have a toddler who's in... it's more daycare than preschool, but... It's like a preschool that she goes to. And little ones, for those of you who have had toddlers at home, you know that they're just petri dishes while they're building up their immune system. One thing that I learned that was very interesting is that many pregnant women actually have a suppressed immune system. And that's because your body shouldn't be fighting off the baby, because the baby's technically kind of a foreign invader. Yeah. Hmm. So your immune system ends up being suppressed to help keep the baby healthy. And so there was just a lot of ickiness, like passing around the office. Everybody was getting sick. Their kids were getting sick. And so generally, the first thing that most people in this country do is they take antibiotics. And there's a lot of antibiotic overuse in this country. And so that's why I wanted to read this little article. It is called The Sickening Toll of Antibiotics. If you had a sickly little tomato plant, you wouldn't burn down the whole garden to get rid of it, would you? But that's exactly what's happening when your doctor prescribes a course of antibiotics to treat the sniffles or some other minor infection.
What a great analogy.
Doctors hope that the wave of destruction will knock out the germs making you sick, but antibiotics are like a nuclear bomb for wiping out minor infections. Once they're dropped into your gut, they eradicate everything in their path, the good with the bad. A new study shows exactly how you end up getting even sicker than you were before you went on antibiotics. Let me set the stage for you here. You've essentially got two sets of bile acids in your intestines, the primary acids made by your liver and the secondary acids that are converted from the primary bile acids by good bacteria in your large intestine. In the new study on mice, researchers found that those primary acids cause dangerous Clostridium difficile, now I hope I didn't mispronounce that, bacteria to flourish. In that hot intestinal soup, they germinate and produce damaging toxins as they grow to give you one of the worst stomach infections of your life. but in the presence of the secondary bile acids, the ones made by the good bacteria, C. diff doesn't make you sick because it practically boils to death in there. The important thing that this study confirms is something that has only been seen in a lab until now. When you take an antibiotic that kills off the good bacteria, there are no secondary acids, or certainly not enough, to kill C. diff. And there are no secondary acids because there's no good bacteria to produce them. And that, my friend, is why it's so important to take antibiotics only when you truly need them. C. diff kills nearly 30,000 Americans per year, and that's a club you do not want to be a member of. Unfortunately, sometimes you do need to take some strong antimicrobial action to fight something off. When that happens, be sure to take a probiotic supplement along with your antibiotic and for several weeks after the course is over to put the good bugs back where they belong. I avoid antibiotics. I avoid it for myself personally. I avoid it for my child. And Ella did get really sick this year. And unfortunately, it got to the point where we had to put her on amoxicillin. So during the entire course of the amoxicillin, we were also giving her Triniv Trio, which is a really good probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's is another really good probiotic. Obviously, we don't make those. They don't pay us to say this, but these are really phenomenal probiotic blends that are very helpful in supporting all the good bacteria in the gut, because I did not want her to end up sicker, and I did not want her to have no good bacteria in her system, since that really strongly contributes to her immune system being built up. And then, you know, that's something that, Rick, I know you take personally, and I take it to try and keep my immune system built up as well. So, and thankfully, she's really good about taking it. She actually really likes the taste of the Triniv Trio. We just poke little holes in and let her slurp it out. So she's still going to be taking that for the next couple weeks to try and repopulate her gut. But, you know, it tends to be the first thing that people run to in our family. It's the last thing that we run to. But it is necessary sometimes. And so you want to only use it when it is necessary. You know, and there's another issue, too, because in our food supply, you know, one of the biggest problems is if you're not buying organic and free range meats, which do tend to be more expensive, then it's, you know, particularly when you're dealing with things like cow and chicken and things like that. The living conditions of these animals on standard farms that are not organic farms, the animals are packed very tightly together. They're oftentimes hooked up to machines for milking the dairy cows. They are given a constant feed, basically, of antibiotics to prevent mass spread of disease. Part of the problem with that is that when you do need antibiotics because your infection has become so severe, you've been consuming antibiotics. If you're not eating organic meats, you've been consuming antibiotics all along, which also sets your body up to be antibiotic resistant. So when you really need it, it's not going to work for you. And so there's a lot of issues surrounding antibiotics. Not only, again, do they burn down the entire tomato crop, but, you know, there's issues with wanting to make sure that when you really need it, it's actually going to be effective. So please, I encourage you, don't let that be the first thing you do.
It's a vicious cycle out there. I mean, there's so many potential potholes in the road of life when it comes to food supply, and you really need to exercise some wisdom in the foods that you eat. We really try in our house because, you know, you just say, why'd you go to the market and buy food? Well, assuming everything you're eating is healthy. And years ago, this guy told me, he said, you know, our food has become our poison. And our medicine has become our poison, you know, i.e. antibiotics, i.e. what we've done to food supply. And it's tragic. And so you really need to think through this process. And fortunately, we have more markets out there that are getting more concerned about such things because the consumers are driving it and trying to have organic free-range meats and things like that. But we're very, very serious about this in our house. And we don't exclusively eat those meats because sometimes, you know, you go out to dinner and, well, what are you going to do? You know, but we try to consistently eat healthy meats at home when we eat meat because it's, you know, it's such a big issue out there. And then, you know, then you have all the pesticides with all the grains. You know, some people say, well, I'm a vegetarian. Well, great. Well, you eat all these grains that have all these pesticides. Now you got all kinds of hormone issues. So just thinking through that process is so important. We do want to get into our heart health issue. This week we are talking about Emerald Laboratories Heart Health and Emerald Laboratories Cholesterol Health. So we're going to do our best to get through these products and give you some good information, some good factoids on some of the research that's out there. But we're going to start off with our heart health product. It used to be called Cardio Health, and we changed the name to Heart Health because it seemed to be a better connecting point to all of you out there. People are like, cardio health, they kind of get it, but Heart Health is just more straightforward. So anyway, with that, we just want to talk a little bit about the formula. This is a formula that obviously Dr. Stenga formulated, like all of our other formulas. And there's one ingredient in here that a lot of people don't have a lot of knowledge about, and that's our delta tocotrienols. In our subfacts, we have delta gamma tocotrienols, but for all intents and purposes, we're just going to talk about delta because it's a 99% delta, 1% gamma, because you couldn't extract out all of the gamma. But delta is the most active form of the four tocotrienols. Tocotrienols are in the family of vitamin E, but when you have vitamin E, you have alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocopherols. Then you have the isomers of that, which are the alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocotrienols. And what's interesting is, you know, you have vitamin E research that is very specific about what it helps with. Tocotrienol research is completely different in the benefits of what it offers versus tocopherols. In fact, I have a whole book here I'm looking at from many, many PhDs that wrote it on tocotrienols. And what tocotrienols have been shown to do, be very helpful in overall managing healthy triglyceride levels. It's very important for people suffering heart conditions, and then also with maintaining healthy cholesterol levels. So those are two of the primary things. They are doing some really interesting research on the delta tocotrienols in Europe regarding cancer patients. We need to be very careful in this country when we're talking about anything regarding cancer, but it's interesting that, you know, they're doing some research. They're actually doing some injectionable delta tocotrienols. So there's really some cool stuff that's going on out there. But that's one of the key ingredients that you're not going to see. Some companies, you'll see a mix of alpha, beta, delta, gamma tocotrienols. But again, they're giving you a mix. And usually the delta will not be in the first position. It'll be in the last position because it's the most expensive. But that's why we give it to you, because it's the most effective. K2, and I know the pomegranate, those are some things that are kind of near and dear to your heart. You talk about those a lot, and you're very, very, she's very articulate in those areas.
Well, I do really like talking about the K2, because K2 is really a very interesting nutrient. One of the things that K2 does that really supports a healthy heart is that it promotes the production of osteocalcin in the body. Now, a lot of people who are, you know, a lot of people when they're sort of more concerned about heart issues tend to be a little bit later in life. Now, this is something that I highly recommend anybody who has any risk factors in their family where they have heart disease in their family. Any of you out there who, well, currently, if you're a smoker, hopefully you'll try and quit.
Yes.
But I can tell you, in the past, I was a smoker. I did talk about this on air, and it's not something I'm proud of. But, you know, at some point, everybody has made some sort of bad health decision.
Right.
And I quit years ago, and I'm so very happy that I did, and I would never ever go back to being a smoker again. But I do know that there are lots of people out there that still are smoking despite all the research against it. But if you have ever been a smoker, or if you currently are a smoker, you're really putting your heart at risk. So this product is really good for preventing all of the issues that can really damage your heart. And if you have the risk factors already in place, or if you're creating the risk factors by bad choices, I really recommend you start this early as a preventative versus trying to be reactive later on when you're already having problems. Now, the K2, when you take calcium is something that needs a traffic director, because sometimes it gets lost en route to where it's supposed to be going, which is your bones and teeth.
I love it when you say this. It's so clear. I love the traffic director. That's so cool.
And essentially what K2 does is it promotes osteocalcin, and osteocalcin basically is like that guy standing in the parking lot with the orange cones saying, you need to go here, you need to go to the bones, you need to go to the teeth, because otherwise what can end up happening with calcium is when it gets lost en route, it can end up depositing on your arteries as plaque, which is very dangerous. You don't want plaque on your arteries. So calcium needs a traffic director. Otherwise it gets a little reckless on the road sometimes. So basically the K2 helps to make sure that it's going where it's supposed to be going so that it's beneficial for your body. And, you know, and again, a lot of people are taking higher servings of calcium later on in life. And, you know, with that, we're actually out of time in this segment. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about what's in the heart health formula.
Yes, we'll be right back.
Yes. The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it is also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes that help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common sensitivities. Emerald Laboratories Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw, whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Digestive Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid, Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K as MK7, and full spectrum mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
We are all looking for ways to better manage our health with diet, supplements, and exercise. But sometimes nagging pain or joint-related issues can be a roadblock to achieving our goals. The secret to keeping your joints healthy, strong, and flexible is much easier than you think. Thanks to doctor-formulated Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories. Emerald Laboratories Joint Health is formulated to help manage smooth, comfortable joints and contains therapeutic dosages of BioCell Collagen Type 2, glucosamine sulfate, Mareva, and MSM, shown to help support cartilage and connective tissues, joint mobility, and reduce stiffness. Emerald Labs Joint Health is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics for superior support. Don't let joint-related issues hold you back. Take the steps to support the health of your joints. Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and other health stores nationwide. To learn more about Joint Health by Emerald Laboratories, visit shopnaturalproducts.com. The show you're hearing is a previously aired program. Please note, the featured discount codes may not apply. To get the current code of the week, please visit crossroadsofhealthradio.com.
Visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Also, tune in each week to save an additional 25% off by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
This week's code for an extra 40% off is PETS. P-E-T-S. PETS.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, and today we're talking about our heart health product and our cholesterol health product because it is Heart Health Month. So, but before we get back into the subject matter, if you are just tuning in with us, please check out crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's our hub where you can get archived radio shows. You can connect to our website, ultralaboratories.com. You can connect with our internet partner affiliate, shopnaturalproducts.com, to purchase these products at discounted prices. So anyway, please check that out. But we're going to get back into the formula on heart health. So Melody, you've got some more good information for us.
Another one that I really like talking about is the pomegranate juice powder, because everybody's really familiar why we take pomegranate, which is usually because of the rich source of lactic acid. But the pomegranate juice powder has a really unique study showing that if you consume 1 ounce of pure pressed pomegranate juice. And in a later show, when we get into Fruitreans, we'll talk about juices versus capsules. Yes. And we'll kind of get a little bit more into this, why, you know, juices sometimes aren't all they're cracked up to be. But in the case of pomegranate juice, if it's pure pressed pomegranate juice and you consume 1 ounce a day, there was a study that indicated it could help reduce arterial carotid plaque by up to 35% in a year. So in this formula, there's 750 milligrams of pomegranate juice powder, which is the equivalent of 1 ounce of the juice. So that is a really wonderful study, too, that, again, shows how this will support heart health. And then, Rick, there's some other great things in here, too. We've got garlic and hawthorn and Mariva.
Oh, yes. And let me just say, Palm Wonderful, again, they don't pay us to say this, but Palm Wonderful, I drink 1 ounce of Palm Wonderful pretty much every day. And I believe Dr. Stenger does, too. But they are one company that is absolutely pure pomegranate juice. All companies are not the same when it comes to these juices. Sometimes they'll add, you know, high fructose corn syrup, and some companies unethically do not even put that on the label, which is fully illegal, but they do it anyway. So I would just, you're safe if you drink Palm Wonderful. Costco has a really big jar. You can get it for not too much. And so I just keep it in the fridge and 1 ounce a day, and works really well. Well, I guess I'll let you know if I live to be 100. You know, if they say, well, only died of a lot of arterial carotid plaque, then it might not have worked that well. But
weren't you just tested? You were tested for that, though, and you looked pretty good, didn't you?
I was. I had an MRI done at Cedars-Sinai here, and it was really cool because because plaque has calcium in it. So this MRI, it shows how much calcium is in your arteries around your heart. And the guy came back and he goes, you have zero. I have zero plaque in my arteries. So, and I'm 50. So I was pretty encouraged with that. He said, that's really good for your age. So anyway, so it is working. So there you go. Anyway, also a big part of heart health is inflammation. And controlling that inflammation is so important. And turmeric that has been extracted on curcuminoids has been shown to be very effective for this, but not all turmerics are the same. We've talked about this a lot on the show. There's one company, the product they have is called Mariva. It is manufactured in Italy. It is manufactured according to the European extraction methodologies. The Chinese, we know that the turmeric, they're using class one solvents, which are carcinogenic. So that's a problem. This has been shown to be 29 times more effectively uptaken and utilized in the bloodstream than other turmeric / curcuminoid products. Mariva is the only choice that should be available to you out there. I know there's another company called Curamin. The studies on that are weak at best. There are 23 human clinical trials done on Mariva. There's one, the primary study on this product, Curamin, is actually dubious because it says it showed free curcumin in the bloodstream. There is no such thing as free curcumin in the bloodstream because it's always conjugated with a phospholipid. So you couldn't even find free curcumin in the bloodstream. So just, you need to be an informed consumer, but Mariva, hands down, is the best form of turmeric that you're going to find out there. So that helping to modulate the inflammatory response, really important. And then, of course, we have some garlic, some green tea, cayenne. There is one study in particular on garlic that we wanted to bring up. Research at UCLA Medical Center completed a 1-year double-blind randomized clinical study with people taking aged garlic extract. Researchers found that people taking aged garlic extract had significantly less coronary plaque formation than did those in the placebo group. Also, the group supplementing the garlic tended to have lower blood homocysteine and cholesterol levels. That's for another show. We can talk about our folate, our coenzyme folate, how to manage your homocysteine. Bottom line, really, really great formula for protecting you from future heart disease. And that's really, this product is a protective formula. If you have a history of heart disease in your family or you have concerns in that area, this is the product for you. And this is something you should consider. It's something I take every day because even though I don't have a history of heart disease, you know, in this country, cancer and heart disease, number one and number two killers in this country, hands down.
With that, we've still got so much to talk about because we've still got cholesterol health. Rick, you know, with cholesterol health, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is red yeast rice.
Before you get into this, I just thought of something else. Sorry, that's why it's always real, always unscripted. There was one more thing, one thing that I wanted to bring up. It was from the cardiovascular disease kind of section, but it talks about cholesterol, and it's a good dovetail into this. And it's important that you guys understand this. Recent research has shown that measuring oxidized LDL, not just regular regular LDL, but oxidized LDL or damaged LDL cholesterol is important. When LDL cholesterol becomes damaged, it eventually leads to inflammation in your arteries. That attracts immune cells into your arteries, which creates more inflammation, which starts to form plaque in your arteries and makes your blood vessels less elastic. Blood vessels actually have some flexibility to them. The less flexible your arteries are, the more apt they are to rupture. So not only do you build more plaque when the LDL becomes oxidized, your arteries become less flexible and more prone to rupture, and the formation of blood clots follows that. And causes of oxidized LDL may include too few antioxidants in the diet, pollution exposure, stress, heavy metals, too much lead can be important. That's where Dr. Stenger, he does heavy metals testing. I actually had a high level of lead at one point, and there are ways to chelate that out of your body. But I actually, when I had that MRI done, I felt good that even with the elevated lead, it had not led to plaque in the arteries for me. But oxidized LDL, if you're not tested for that, you might ask your doctor if when he runs your cholesterol, he can test you for oxidized LDL, because that is an area that, again, that's another kind of silent killer that you might not be aware of. So with that, now we can get the cholesterol health.
Yes. So the cholesterol health, one of the things about this formula that's phenomenal is the fact that we are using active red yeast rice. And this bears a little bit of explanation, because years and years and years ago, cardiologists were starting to tell people, if you have cholesterol issues, take red yeast rice. And then they all stopped saying it. And that's because a lot of the red yeast rice that's coming into our country is missing its active constituent, which is called Monacolin K. Now, Dr. Stengler said in formulating this, if we can't get red yeast rice with active Monacolin K, there is no point in putting this product out. So we have been fortunate to find a supplier that consistently provides us with red yeast rice that has active Monacolin K.
Keep in mind, Monacolin K is not listed on our label because there's no regulatory, under the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, there's nothing illegal about having Monacolin K because it is a natural substance found in red yeast rice. However, when you put it on your label, you sort of put a target on your back, so we don't list it on our label for that reason. But I will tell you that every single lot of red yeast rice that we bring into our manufacturing company here in Southern California gets tested at a laboratory ahead of time for Monacolin K to make sure it is present and accounted for. There's also a liver toxic ingredient often found in red yeast rice called citrulline, which we also test for that, because you don't want something liver toxic. Great, we got the Monacolin K, but we got a bonus. We got, again, as Mel said earlier, that's not a club you want to be a member of. You don't want the citrulline in there. So we test for both, because that's really what should be done at the manufacturing level to make sure you are getting an effective product.
And so it's really hard too, as a consumer, for you to know what red yeast rice is out there that is going to be effective. So we can assure you that the red yeast rice used in our formula is in fact effective. Now, with that, we're actually out of time again in this segment, but when we come back, I'm going to read a little study for you about red yeast rice and how effective it can be if you're taking active red yeast rice.
You can always check us out on crossroadsofhealthradio.com, crossroadsofhealthradio.com, and there you can connect to shopnaturalproducts.com, our affiliate website that carries all our products. You can connect to ultralaboratories.com, where you can get a lot of information about our products, and there's all the archive radio shows there, all kinds of cool stuff. And if you do go to Shop Natural and you want to get these products, they have our products at every day 10% below the suggested retail price, and then the products we're highlighting during the week, they always have an additional discount of at least 25% off. So you can get those if you type in the code that we'll give you at the end of the show. And with that, we'll be right back.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald Laboratories Be Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly naturally metabolize folic acid, even from food sources if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Laboratories Clinical Potency Coenzymated Be Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free. Be Healthy by Emerald Laboratories can be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Or to learn more, visit shopnaturalproducts.com.
Are you feeling exhausted, irritable, and finding it harder to deal with everyday stress? The symptoms you've been noticing probably aren't all in your head. They may be connected to your adrenal glands. Most people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating the stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, and immunity. Adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic dosages of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and inhibit fatigue. To learn more about adrenal health by Emerald Laboratories, visit www.shopnaturalproducts.com. Emerald Laboratories Adrenal Health can also be found at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. shopnaturalproducts.com.
Stay connected with Rick and Melody through Google Voice. Call and leave your question or comment today by calling 1-424-703-4150. That's 424-703-4150.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana, and we are addressing heart health issues this week because it is Heart Health Month. If you are just tuning in with us, please check out crossroadsofhealthradio.com. That's where you can get all of our archive shows. You can connect with ultralaboratories.com and also shopnaturalproducts.com to be able to purchase these products. So check it out. And with that, Melody has some more formula details that she's going to share with all of us.
So before the break, we were starting to talk about why it's important to make sure you're taking active red yeast rice. But as a consumer, you're not going to be able to find it on the label if it has the active Monoclin K, because any companies using active Monoclin K, although it is perfectly legal and it's actually what you need to take to get the right effects, nobody wants to put a target on their back, because so much of the red yeast rice that's funneling into this country now has been stripped of its Monoclin K, and it's not going to be effective. The Monoclin K is the engine that drives the car. So researchers from Central South University in China studied the effect of red yeast rice extract on the risk of heart disease in Chinese people with a history of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The group receiving red yeast rice had half as many new coronary events, including non-fatal heart attacks, sudden death from cardiac causes, and other heart-related deaths. Those taking red yeast rice were also 44% less likely to die from cancer and stroke than were people in the placebo group. So, you know, red yeast rice is very effective as long as it is active. And so we have active red yeast rice in our formula, which is why, you know, one of the main reasons why this formula is so effective. There's also flesh-free niacin in here. Now, some of the original studies that were done on niacin's benefits for cholesterol health were actually done on flushing niacin, but in more than 15 years of clinical practice, Dr. Stengler found that there really was a negligible difference between flesh-free and flushing niacin. And because flushing niacin makes you flush, it makes you uncomfortable, he really said there's no yes. reason for us to use flushing niacin when flesh-free is going to produce the same results for people and not create the discomfort. And then we've also got in here the chromium, which is an albumin chromium nicotinate glycinate chelate. That's been shown to reduce total cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and increase HDL cholesterol, as well as help improve glucose control in people who are diabetic. That may contribute to cholesterol balance. And then also we've got the garlic powder. We already talked about garlic in the heart health formula, and CoQ10, which CoQ10 has had hundreds of studies on heart health. So again, a complete clinical formula to help support healthy cholesterol levels in the body. And Rick, I know you've got a couple of other things to share with people before we run out of time in this show. There's just so much to talk about with heart health.
There is. You know, Dr. Singh had written something on hydrogenated, partially hydrogenated fats, which we now know as trans fat. You know, for years, margarine was touted as the healthful alternative to butter, which is ridiculous. Again, when man gets involved saying, you know, we don't really need to eat butter, which is largely natural, you know, but partially hydrogenated oils are anything but natural. They're taking an unsaturated fatty acid like a vegetable oil, and they're putting it in a vat under pressure, and they're introducing hydrogen to force hydrogen onto what's known as the open carbon arms and make it into a saturated fat. And so what he writes here is hydrogenation is a process that turns vegetable and seed oils into soft or solid fats that, unlike the oils in their natural state, can be used as table spreads and that hold up when used in cooking or baking. During hydrogenation, the oil's carbon molecules are saturated with hydrogenation and exposed to extremely high heat. The oil is kept in the heat until it reaches the desired consistency. Shortening, for example, remains in the heat until it is completely solid. It is said to be a hydrogenated fat. Margarine, on the other hand, is removed from the heat before the oil completely hardens, just as it reaches a soft, spreadable consistency. Products like margarine are called partially hydrogenated oils. It's ironic and unfortunate that margarine and even vegetable shortening are touted as heart healthful products. For years, doctors have told us to replace butter with margarine, and most brands of shortening loudly proclaim that they have less saturated fat than butter does. But as you have probably heard, researchers have now discovered that the hydrogenation process produces altered molecules called trans fatty acids. And here's what's alarming. These substances appear to pack a double whammy. Not only do they raise LDL, the bad cholesterol, they lower HDL, the good cholesterol, and they cause free radical damage on top of that. So instead of doing that, eat cold water fish and saute your vegetables and dress your salads with oils like olive and flaxseed oil. These foods fill you up while raising your good cholesterol levels. I mean, again, remember, heart disease, cancer, number one, number two killers in this country. Hydrogenated fats are anything other than what you want. And you want to talk about childhood ear infections, we can do that in a different show. That can help lead your children to infant childhood ear infections because it causes an inflammation in the eustachian tubes. So there's just on and on the list goes. But, you know, when man gets involved in manipulating the food supply, as Melly said, with antibiotics for the cows or hormones for the grains or hormones for the cows or partially hydrogenated foods, you sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. And in a health sense, that's what's happening with these foods. So you need to eat things in their natural state as much as possible. So anyway, that's kind of where we're coming from in kind of a global sense. And with that, we do need to get into our getting to know you this week. So what do we have, Mel?
Well, last week we talked about wild animals that are sort of outdoor pets that we've kind of adopted. Now we're going to talk about our indoor animals. So this week's code is going to be PETS. PETS. And so when you purchase Heart Health, Cholesterol Health, Pomegranate in the Frutrients brand, CoQ10 in the Ultra Botanicals brand, or Blood Pressure Health, we'll just carry that over.
Did you throw Pomegranate for Frutrients in there too?
I did.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Blood Pressure Health in Emerald. We're going to, with the code PETS, give you how much additional off?
We're going to do 40% again. Just in case you missed it last week, we're going to continue it on for this week, but we've added pomegranate additionally. But again, I want you to have access to these products, so please check it out.
So if you buy any of those products and you go to the shopping cart, you put in the code PETS at checkout, you'll get an additional 40% off of the already discounted prices on shopnaturalproducts.com. So Rick, let's talk about our indoor animals, because you had some interesting pets and I just had a lot.
Right. Well, you know, I just one pet comes to mind and you're all going to probably chuckle a little bit. Indoor pet. My indoor pet that is most memorable to me, besides our dogs, was my alligator, Wally. And so I remember I worked at Mrs. Gooch's health food store here in Southern California, got up at 9:30 at night. I looked in this paper called The Recycler and I go, oh, somebody's got an alligator in Long Beach for $50. I'm like, I'm still buying it. So I raced down there after, well, I called him. Okay, I'm going to be here. So I raced down there and he was about, I don't know, he's probably 14, 16 inches long. And it came with the aquarium. And you know, of course, my mom, she's great. You bought an alligator. So I set him up in my room. You know, I think I put him in a box and I set the aquarium and I dumped him in there. But there was an opening in the back. And so I used to put him in the bathtub and then I'd throw goldfish in there and he'd eat the goldfish. My mom's like, can you get Wally out of the bathtub? I want to take a bath. And so anyway, but then he did escape two or three times in the house. And my mom or my brother calls me, does Wally bury himself in the aquarium? I'm like, no. He's like, well, he's not in there. I'm like, oh, great. So anyways, running around loose now. So we found him. Eventually, we gave him away to somebody that went to school for the training of exotic animals. So he's probably out there somewhere, you know, much bigger now. But anyway, that was my indoor pet.
Well, I had cats. I had four cats growing up. We had dogs. We had birds. I already told you about the horny toads and the blue-bellied lizards I used to catch up at my grandparents' ranch. I would say that the most interesting pet that I had was a garter snake that my brother Mike caught. Now, mind you, my stepbrothers, they're like significantly older than me. So they were away at college when I was still in elementary school. And Mike knew that I liked reptiles. So he caught a garter snake in his dorm room at college and brought it home in a foam cooler for me. And I just thought it was the coolest thing. I used to let him crawl over my arms and I brought him in. I was in third grade. So I brought him in to show and tell. And all the little girls were like, ew. And the boys were like, wow, that's cool. So cool. And, you know, I was a very tomboy, girly girl, so I would climb trees, but then I also wanted to wear makeup, and you know, just I was very much both sides of it. But he was probably my most interesting pet was my garter snake that came in a foam cooler from college. So the code again this week is PETS, PETS, and again it will save you an additional 40% off if you buy Heart Health, Cholesterol Health, Pomegranate, CoQ10, or blood pressure at shopnaturalproducts.com this week. Use that code.
And thank you so much for tuning in with us each week. And we hope you will tune in with us next week on Crossroads of Health Radio.